What are the various mechanisms out there for this control? What do you see them able to accomplish?
Well, for one thing, there was another story that appeared in the Wall Street Journal here recently called New Ways Bankers Are Spying on You, which is pretty wild. And yet, you know what? Even that was not really a new idea. During the Clinton administration, there was a brief furor over proposed new federal banking regulations that would require all banks to report to the government any large deposits, withdrawals, unusual activity, you know, in your banking account. And euphemistically, this was called the Know Your Customer program.
Mm-hmm.
And under this program, the banks would have been required to create a profile of each customer and report any deviation from that profile to the federal government. And it's
if you put money in your account, cash in your account, take it out, and it's too high, they report you. And it's your own money.
If it's flagged, they report you. For example, say George, say you've got a car, you know, maybe your mother-in-law passes away or something, and you got a car there, so you sell the car. So you've got, you know, maybe $10,000-$15,000 in cash, and you go deposit that in your bank account. The banks would be required to report it to the government, and they would flag the transaction before anything happened. In fact, in my book, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy, I tell a similar story that happened to a couple in the Midwest. They had some extra money. They wanted to pay down their credit cards. So they sent an unusual amount of money to pay off their credit card. And after a month or so went by, they noticed that it had not been recorded. They contacted the bank, and the bank told them that under new Homeland Security that they had flagged this and that they were going to have to take a double look before they could do anything with that money. So, in other words, you didn't even have control over your own money. In 1998, Representative Ralph Paul was about to introduce legislation trying to stop this Know Your Customer program, but an irate public saved him the trouble. Everybody told their banker, you know, I don't want everybody to know what I do with my money. That's my money, and it's very private. And so the bankers kind of backed off and said, no, okay, we're not going to do this. But Representative Paul said, somehow, though, I imagine such action will not stop them, only slow them down. And George, he was absolutely right, because just about all the provisions of Know Your Customer can now be found in the Patriot Act.
Jeez. And, you know, and in your neck of the woods near Houston, they're putting in more and more cameras, but they're doing this all over the country now, you know, spying on people everywhere. I mean, is all this necessary, Jim?
No, of course not. You know, but it's not necessary to protect us. I live in a rural county, basically, and yet they're putting cameras up at major intersections. And it's really a hoot. One of my joys in life is reading the crime report from here in the little county where I live. And we have such terrible crimes as a man was cited because his dog, a Yorkie, peed in the park. Another woman, a man got drunk and was arguing with his trash can. You know, this is on the police report, the official police report, things like that. You know, a family dispute. You know, neighbor says his dog got neighbor dog got in his yard and tore up his petunias. This is the type of thing we're having to face in the rural county, and yet they're putting cameras up for our security. Well, let me just put it this way.
And we got by fine without them.
Without.
10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Sure. How did we ever survive? And let me just say this. Are there terrorists in the world? Sure. Do they want to try to destroy our freedom and liberty? Well, if that's their goal, they've won.
Today, by the way, a federal judge, one judge at least, ruled that the health care law is unconstitutional. Two other judges previously have said nothing wrong with it. It'll get to the Supreme Court for sure. You know, but this judge said, look, you can't force people to buy insurance if they don't want it. And but again, this control is happening now in every sector.
In every sector. You're right. They're just coming at us so fast and furious that obviously even our elected representatives in Washington can't even keep up. They just don't seem to understand what's going on. And under the Obama health care plan, which nobody's felt the bite yet because it's not due to go into effect until 2014. But under this plan, every American will be required to purchase a private insurance plan with their own money. And if you can't afford the private insurance, then you're going to be penalized under Title IV, page 167 of the health care plan. In other words, you're going to buy it whether you want it or not. Now, you know, we all know that the Obama administration has taken over General Motors. So this would be tantamount to saying you're going to buy a Chevrolet that year, you know, and you say, no, I don't want to buy one. They say, well, we'll take it out of your bank account or out of your savings or out of your retirement fund anyway.
Yeah, GM went public, but they didn't get all the stock bought back yet. But
no. Uh-uh.
I mean,
It's still government controlled and administered. But, George, to me, this is, I don't know. To me, it's pretty simple. Anything that's not voluntary is tyranny.